Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was a fascinating article in the January 2nd, 2019 Salt Lake Tribune. The title of the article was LDS Church Changes Temple Ceremony. Faithful Feminists Will See Revisions and Additions as a Leap Forward. As I read this headline, Eric, I couldn't help but be taken aback. Wait a minute. Are feminists within the Mormon Church now dictating what should be in something as sacred as the temple ceremony? I mean, this temple ceremony is a very special event in the lives of Latter-day Saints. There isn't even salvation in the Mormon sense of the word without participation in the temple ceremony. So when you see a headline that says LDS Church changes temple ceremony, faithful feminists will see revisions and additions as a leap forward. What are we to think about this?
If you listen to what Apostle John A. Witzow says in the book of Evidences and Reconciliations, page 113, Joseph Smith received the temple endowment and its ritual as all else that he promulgated by revelation from God.
So if the old ceremony was allegedly given as a revelation from God to the leadership in the LDS Church, we are to naturally assume that these new changes, and that's the word used in the headline, LDS Church changes temple ceremony. Are we to assume that these changes are also being given by a revelation to the leadership in the church? Now, the members in the LDS Church, the faithful members, will obviously see this as, of course, it's a positive step. They're going to affirm whatever dictates the leadership gives them. But let's think about this. If this was originally given by revelation from God, and the decrees of God are unalterable, according to the Book of Mormon in Alma 41:8, that's exactly what it says. The decrees of God are unalterable. Was not this ceremony given as a decree when it first began in the 1840s, as we understand it now, the Nauvoo ceremony? Because even though there was a temple in Kirtland, the ceremony that went on in Kirtland wasn't anything really like what we see in Nauvoo. The temple then was more of a meeting house, and it changes drastically when the Mormons moved to Nauvoo. But this headline, I would think, would cause some pause for many Latter-day Saints, but yet it's being embraced as a very positive thing, even though, as the headline implies, it is specifically a change.
LDS leaders have been very famous for talking about how this church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is a restoration of former day Christianity. And so if you look at the temple and what it stood for in the Old Testament and even during the times of Jesus, if the church is a restoration, it ought to be bringing those ideas from the temple ceremony and bring it into the 19th century, the 20th century, and now in the 21st century. And yet, when you look closer at what this ceremony is all about, these changes aren't making it come any closer to the ceremonies that the Bible was talking about originally.
And that's what's fascinating to me, because if, in fact, the temple endowment ceremony, and that's what it's called, is supposed to reflect what happened in biblical days, then why don't we see that?
This is what Apostle Mark E. Peterson says in Why Mormons Build Temples on page 3. He said, following the pattern of biblical days, the Lord again in our day has provided these ordinances for all who will believe and directs that temples be built in which to perform those sacred rites.
Mark Peterson's statement is certainly non-historical. It's certainly non-biblical, but yet he's trying to imply that the endowment ceremony that Mormons understand and practice today was a pattern found in biblical days. Folks, there's no truth to that statement whatsoever. No truth whatsoever. I've told this story before on air, and I want to relate it again because I think it puts it in perspective. When I was visiting the Albuquerque Temple in Albuquerque, New Mexico, during a brief open house, we had an outreach there. We were handing out literature to people who were visiting the temple. And I remember when I got on the shuttle bus to visit the temple myself, because as a pattern, we always like to go through the temple first before we engage in an outreach. I was coming back on the shuttle bus, sitting to a very nice LDS lady. I was not wearing a suit. I do not wear suits when I go through the temple. I do want to stand out, and I know Mormons certainly will be wearing suits when they go through there. Well, she, as I assume she would, saw me as not being a member, so she asked me, and she engaged me in a conversation, and she asked me what I thought about my visit. I explained to her that I was troubled by what I saw, and I also explained that the film that you watch before you go through the temple gives the implication that what goes on in a Mormon temple is what went on in ancient days. And she affirmed that conclusion. So I asked, well, then who cleans up all the blood after the end of the day? Who gets the blood out of that carpet is the way I think I said it. Now, she looked at me kind of horrified, and I meant that to be a shock statement. And she replied to me by saying, well, we don't do that because of the atonement of Christ. And then I reminded her, so you really aren't following what went on in ancient times then, are you? And she had to acknowledge that that certainly was a difference. And that's the point I wanted to bring out to her.
Let's just be clear of what you're trying to say. Back in the Old Testament times, the number one function of the Aaronic priests were to take these animals, the goats, the ox, and others, to kill them and sacrifice them. So this is the blood of the animals that certainly would have had to be cleaned out in the Old Testament and even during Jesus' time. The LDS Church has never practiced any kind of blood sacrifice, which was the original intent of the temple.
And it's not that there weren't sacrifices that were non-bloody. There certainly were some of those sacrifices as well. But most people, they equate the blood sacrifice, the atonement for sin, putting upon the animal the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death.
And the book of Hebrews affirms what you're talking about, because it said that the temple was a precursor to what Jesus would do. In Hebrews chapter 9, it talks about how Jesus offered himself up on the mercy seat, and his blood is what cleanses us from our sins.
Well, in light of this title here, saying that the LDS Church changes the temple ceremony, I'm reminded of a book called Temples in the Last Days. On page 36, Royden Derrick, he was a 70 at the time, he wrote, "Temple ordinances instituted in the heavens before the foundation of the world are for the salvation and exaltation of God's children. It is important that the saving ordinances not be altered or changed, because all those who will be exalted from the first man Adam to the last must be saved on the same principles." Now, I suppose a Mormon could argue that, well, the important aspects of the temple endowment, such as the handshakes or the grips, as they are known in Masonry, because this is really where a lot of this stuff came from, was from the Masonic ceremony. Those are still there. The penalties, however, have been changed. They used to, and in the old ceremony before 1990, there was a portion where the Mormon was supposed to take his right thumb to his left ear, palm of the hand down, and draw his thumb quickly across his throat to the right ear, and then drop his hand to the side. There were three penalties. That was the first one. They don't do that anymore. That was removed in 1990. Now, if that was really instituted as a revelation in the earlier ceremony, why was it taken out? In other words, the question I have is, what is with this God of Mormonism that he gives these alleged revelations to the leaders of the church to implement them in this sacred ceremony, this endowment as they call it, but then later on God has to make a revision on this and take it out entirely? Why did he put it in there in the first place if it had to be removed later on? Why in the world does this God of Mormonism not see into the future, knowing that feminists in the Mormon church are going to be offended and even upset about some of what they call the sexist elements in the endowment ceremony, making it necessary for God, we assume, to remove them later on when the feminists start getting some more power in the Mormon church and having more influence upon the leadership in the church.
And you're bringing up a good point about this headline in the Salt Lake Tribune when it says, faithful feminists will see revisions and additions as a leap forward. But isn't this a church that supposedly is led by God? Isn't God the one that's supposed to direct, if there are going to be changes, what those would be? Listen to what Bruce R. McConkie, an apostle of the Mormon Church, says in Mormon Doctrine, page 779, referring to the temple. He says, all of these ordinances of exaltation are performed in the temples for both the living and the dead. Their essential portions have been the same in all dispensations when the fullness of the sealing power has been exercised by the Lord's prophets. And that's found in D&C 124, verses 28 through 41. They were given in modern times to the prophet Joseph Smith by revelation, many things connected with them being translated by the prophet from the papyrus on which the book of Abraham was recorded.
Okay, here we have a double problem, though. Again, it goes back to this was supposedly given by revelation to Joseph Smith. But yet now we find the church being under the leadership of Russell M. Nelson. So we're assuming that Russell M. Nelson is getting a different message from the same God, we are to assume? Isn't the God of Mormonism that Russell M. Nelson pays homage to the same God that Joseph Smith paid homage to?
Yet the Latter-day Saints are believing that Russell M. Nelson is hearing from God and that he is putting into the church and in this temple ceremony exactly what God wants. But how is a Latter-day Saint supposed to know that? He has to put his full trust in Russell M. Nelson and forget about the way that it was under Thomas Monson and Gordon B. Hinckley, all the way back to Joseph Smith.
And then when you have Bruce McConkie saying that this also came from the papyrus on which the Book of Abraham was recorded, that would seem to cause all sorts of problems because the Book of Abraham is a total fraud, so much so that the Mormon Church has had to redefine the word translation to even have the Book of Abraham make even a minimal amount of sense to the modern Latter-day Saint individual today. Earlier Mormons were led to believe that the Book of Abraham was a translation into English from some Egyptian characters, but they don't believe that any longer. So that raises a huge question mark over the validity of the temple endowment ceremony if, in fact, Bruce McConkie is telling the truth here that Joseph Smith received this by revelation and many things connected with them being translated by the prophet from the papyrus on which the Book of Abraham was recorded.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.